Time now for Western Michigan at Work. Each Tuesday evening at this time, the White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan, brings you a program about the industries of Western Michigan and the people who work in them. Through these programs, we hope our listeners may become better acquainted with Western Michigan at Work. This evening, we visit the Wells Manufacturing Corporation in Three Rivers. Your guide, Dr. Willis Dunbar.
Good evening. Your butcher used to come home at night pretty well done in from a hard day's work. If his thumb got on the scales when he was weighing your steak, maybe it was because his right arm was semi-paralyzed. He had to do a lot of hard sawing in the course of a day. The bones of a steer are large and they're hard. It's no easy job to cut steaks and roasts all day long. About a quarter of a century ago, your butcher became a more cheerful individual because of a device he bought from the Wells Manufacturing Corporation of Three Rivers. It was called the Clever Cutter and consisted of a frame with special wheels and a bandsaw blade driven by an electric motor. It fastened to his cutting block or mounted on a pedestal in such a manner that it could easily be swung into position for cutting. It was designed to cut only bone. However, later models and today's modern machines cut both meat and bone. About the same time, other electric meat saws came on the market. Why someone hadn't thought of it before is a wonder. Maybe it was because butchers had always sawed meat bones by hand, and it just never occurred to anyone that there might be an easier, more efficient way to do it. The electric meat saw has played an important part in revolutionizing the merchandising of meat during the last quarter century. 40 or 50 years ago, when you wanted some steaks or some chops or a roast, you used to go into the meat market and make known your wants to the butcher. He would then seize a round of beef or a loin of pork or a saddle of mutton and make your cuts with a knife, sawing the bones with a handsaw. The blades on these saws often got dull, so he had a filing job on his hands at frequent intervals. Then someone got the idea of making a saw with detachable blades, so when one of them was dull, he could remove it, put in a sharp one, and return the dull blade to a shop where it could be filed and set mechanically. About the same time, the more modern markets began to pre-cut a great deal of their meat. The refrigerated meat counter came into vogue 30 or 35 years ago so that cuts could be kept on display in a fresh condition. When the Wells saw came on the market, this pre-cutting of meat was made much easier. Gradually, in the larger shops, the cutting of meat began to disappear altogether from the front end and was performed instead in coal-cutting rooms. In this way, no meat has to be cut out of the refrigerator for any length of time. It always is fresh and firm, and the entire cutting process on a steak, a chop, or a roast can be done with the electric meat saw, which cuts the meat as well as the bone. This meant even faster and more efficient cutting. Now, with cellophane packaging quite the fashion, pre-weighing and pre-packaging goes along with pre-cutting, and that has made possible the modern self-serve meat shop, on the same principle as the self-serve grocery. The other day I paid a visit to the Wells Manufacturing Corporation plant in Three Rivers where these electric meat saws are produced. I discovered that the new model Wells Quick Cut Saw, as it's called, involves some revolutionary changes. For one thing, it is a vertical machine instead of the original horizontal style. Rather than lowering the saw down into the meat is moved into the saw. It's placed on a stainless steel platform that rolls on ball bearings. This platform is moved back and forth by the motion of the operator's body, and that leaves both his hands free to guide the meat. Suppose a steak is being cut. The meat is placed on the rolling table so that the end rests against a gauge plate, which can be adjusted quickly to give you any thickness. Having set the gauge plate for the desired thickness, the operator can then cut any number of steaks of exactly the same thickness, and he can perform the cutting rapidly and efficiently. A well-focused safety light brightly illuminates the cutting area. The enclosed cabinet on which the saw is mounted contains receptacles to catch the bone dust and the scraps, a special space for extra saw blades, and separate compartments for the drive motor. When the Wells Corporation started making electrical meat saws back in the early 20s, it was one of the pioneers. Until about 10 years ago, there were only 4 or 5 companies in the whole field. But since that, the number has increased to about 18, making the field a highly competitive one. Wells is still one of the larger manufacturers, however. One of the oldest employees of the Wells Manufacturing Corporation in view of service is Lawrence Davis, foreman of the Meat Saw Assembly Department. Mr. Davis kindly consented to come to Kalamazoo tonight for this broadcast, and he's sitting here beside me rather nervously at the microphone. If you don't mind, Mr. Davis, I'd like to ask you a question or two.
Sure, go right ahead.
Well, how about those meat saw blades? What are they made of?
Spring temper ribbon steel.
Now, I suppose they get dull from time to time. What happens then?
The butcher sends his dull blades to us for special reconditioning. When his blades arrive, they are unpacked, tagged, washed, inspected, re-welded if necessary, resharpened and set, and promptly returned to him.
I remember seeing that sharpening and cutting being, sharpening and setting being done. Suppose you describe that briefly for us, Mr. Davis.
Sharpening and setting operations are done in our special machines, which operate automatically. Machines for sharpening consist of special shaped disc grinding wheels, carried on an arm which moves up and down, touching the cutting edges of each tooth as blade is indexed through the machine. The setting machine also handles the complete welded band and index automatically through the setting dies to give proper and identical set to the teeth.
Well, that's quite a complicated operation. How much of that meat saw do you actually make in your plant?
About 90%.
I believe that you get your gray iron and aluminum castings right there in Three Rivers Foundries, is that right?
Yes, we do.
Well, it's nice that you can get these from another local industry. And we're glad that you could be with us, Mr. Davis. There's another very important division of the Wells Manufacturing Corporation that I'm going to tell you about in just a moment.
Western Michigan at Work is sponsored by the White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan. They are local distributors for load lifter electric hoist in the full line of budget products. The hoist in stock start at 250 pounds capacity and go up to 5 tons. Did you know that the budget line of crane assembly parts would help to build any type of overhead crane? White Sales also is the Shaw Box authorized repair station for the full budget line of hoist. They have a full stock of parts to permit them to make repairs promptly. If you need a crane or a hoist, call White Sales at Scotts 371. Now back to Dr. Willis Dunbar.
The skill and experience gained by the Wells people in making meat saws naturally could be utilized at making other cutting devices. And so it is rather natural that the company developed band saws for cutting metal. In fact, these saws now constitute the larger share of the business. Metal cutting bandsaws have a wide range of uses in modern industry. In processing steel or other metals, it is often necessary to do a cutting operation. For that purpose, a different kind of blade is necessary, of course. It's made of hardened, heat-treated steel instead of the spring steel that's used for meat saws. This means, of course, that the saw blade has to be sharpened before the heat treatment is applied. Wells pioneered and has attained a position of leadership in the manufacture of horizontal metal cutting bandsaw machines. Now, by horizontal, I mean that the saw blade travels in a horizontal line as it passes down into the metal, rather than in a vertical path. These machines are made in several different capacities to cut solid, round or square, tubing, or other materials of varying sizes and shapes. The largest standard size, which sells for $1,398, can handle any kind of metal, ferrous or non-ferrous, and plastics, up to 12 3/4 inches in thickness or diameter. It embraces the new wet cutting system, which pours a controllable flow of liquid into the cutting area, increasing blade efficiency and making possible increased speed of cutting. In addition to the standard models, Wells does a lot of custom work, designing and manufacturing special machines for various industries. Now here's an illustration. Some industries, especially those that produce oil or chemicals, use what is called heat transfer in processing materials. In this process, large bundles of metal tubes are used. Because of the fact that the materials processed corrode the tubes rapidly, in some cases they have to be replaced frequently. This always has been a laborious task involving high labor costs and rendering the tubing unusable. In order to preserve the tube sheets and baffles, these tubes were often sawed off by hand or with a two-man cross-cut saw, and that's a lot of work. Wells designed a special metal cutting machine for this purpose, the first of which went to a DuPont plant in Waynesburg, Virginia, where it operated successfully. I found the Wells Corporation very alert to the necessity of constantly improving their products. To represent that phase of the company's activity, I invited Dave Evans, a research engineer in the plant, to be with us this evening. Mr. Evans, how long have you been with the company?
About 14 years.
And what is the nature of your work?
Research and development.
Can you tell our listeners one or two of the new developments which your department has achieved, Mr. Evans?
In addition to regular development activities on our standard models, we have designed and produced heavy-duty metal cutting band saws having 48-inch diameter capacity. Now in use in large industrial plants, electrically controlled hydraulic cylinders are incorporated in the design of these machines to provide efficient, economical operation. Our latest machine, which is also our smallest, has a capacity of 3.5 by 6 inches. It's designed especially for use on farms, in small shops, garages, or home workshops. It is of complete new design and has 3 blade speeds. It shuts off the end at the end of each cut, is very sturdy, and yet can be carried by one man.
Well, that certainly should be a very useful device. Thank you for telling us about it, Mr. Evans. Metal band saws and meat saws are natural partners so far as manufacturing is concerned. But marketing presents a real problem. The two kinds of saws are sold to two entirely different industries and have to be distributed, therefore, through different channels. That creates something of a problem for the company. Both are sold through distributor agents in various parts of the country. The company does have a very sizable export business, and this links Three Rivers with world issues and world problems. Perhaps the Marshall Plan seems something far away to most of us, but here's an industry which has sold a good deal of equipment on Marshall Plan credits. I saw a picture of one of the Wells machines the other day. It's on display at Paris at the French Industrial Fair. And standing in front of that machine was President Vincent Auriol of France. When the Bank of Argentina froze the dollar exchange, it affected this industry. Wells equipment had been sold and paid for in Argentina, but the dollars could not be transferred to this country. Major part of these funds recently released have been received. Belgium, Holland, France, South Africa, and Palestine, as well as India, South America, and the Belgium Congo are some of the foreign countries that are now using Wells products. And I'd like to tell you in conclusion that the corporation has a fine-looking plant down in Three Rivers. It's located on the eastern edge of the city on Highway M60. The grounds are landscaped and very attractive. The buildings are modern and up-to-date. About 80 people are currently employed in the plant. They receive a number of benefits: group insurance with health and accident benefits, on which the employer pays about 2/3, hospital and surgical insurance, which is paid for on a 50-50 basis, and annual paid vacations of 2 weeks. From what I saw, it would be a good place to work. The corporation is locally owned and managed and constitutes one of Three Rivers' important local industries.
That's the story of the Wells Manufacturing Corporation of Three Rivers, Michigan. Next week, we will bring you the story of Precision Castings Company. You have been listening to another Tuesday evening program in the series of Western Michigan at Work, presented to you at this time by White Sales Corporation, Scotts, Michigan, who are local distributors for Load Lifter Electric and the full line of budget products. WKZO with studios in Radio City, Kalamazoo.